Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 98, Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 98 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. 98 episodes, wow. Almost to 100 here, guys. I can't believe it's July already. I've had 3 road trips over the last 4 weekends, and I'm content to have a nice quiet weekend at home with family right now. In September, though, we're planning our annual pilgrimage to Florida to spend time with our family and go to the beach in Clearwater. And if you're in Florida, why would you also not go to Disney World, right? That's right. We're going to try and get over to Orlando for a day or maybe even two and have some fun with the kids. I can't wait to see how different it will be with our kids this time. Each time we go, they're a little older and they understand the stories a little bit more. Stories such as the one we're going to feature in today's memory. Today we're going to catch a showing of Voyage of the Little Mermaid in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Our request today came to me this week in an email from Samantha in Boston, Massachusetts. She wrote, "A couple friends and I are heading down to Disney World in July, and our recent planning has brought some conversation regarding attractions that we don't normally make a priority to see every trip, but that do hold a special place in our hearts. Since deciding to stay at the new Art of Animation Resort, I couldn't help but think how great it would be to hear some audio of The Voyage of the Little Mermaid at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I've heard so many rumors lately that this attraction may potentially be removed to make room for something new, especially since the growing popularity of the new Under the Seas with Ariel attraction in New Fantasyland, and I think it's such a great show that I would definitely be worth having on the podcast. I can already feel the nautical ambiance as you walk into the holding room. The sounds of the waves crashing and the smell of the attraction itself all bring back some great memories for me. It's a great show to catch on a hot Florida day, you know, like July, and enjoy the air conditioner. It would be really cool if you could play some audio from the new attraction in New Fantasyland, and maybe we can compare the two. I know that it's a relatively new attraction, but I figured it'd be worth a shot. First off, thanks Samantha for emailing. Till your request came in, I didn't know what I was going to be featuring in our next memory. I have been waiting for someone to request this classic stage show. That said, I don't think I've seen it more than 5 times in my life either. It's always one of those that had a long line, mostly because of its capacity. I always thought that the theater was too small for such a show. The cool mist, the laser effects really date the attraction, especially in our age of high-definition projection. But I have yet to hear Ariel not hit a note or fail to stand out as a great performer. I will always say you should try to catch this show, especially, as Samantha suggested, in the middle of a warm summer day. Sadly, I haven't been to New Fantasyland yet, but I hope to remedy that this September. Maybe then I'll be able to share the memory of the new Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid attraction. As per usual, I tossed the idea out to social media and got the following responses. On Facebook, Daniel wrote, "This is one of those can't-miss classic at Hollywood Studios. We look forward to this attraction every year. It never gets old. I love watching other people's faces who've never seen it before during the show." And, well, that's it. Apparently, this attraction is not as popular as some others. Maybe, like Flights of Wonder, folks just haven't given it a chance and are missing out. I can't tell you how many folks have said now that, you know, they're going to make a point of catching Flights of Wonder on their next trip because of my memories that I shared. Hopefully the same will happen with Voyage of the Little Mermaid. So today's memory is from 2006, and sadly is the only recording I have of this attraction. I've been in Orlando for work now for a couple of days, and this evening I've gone over to the Disney's Hollywood Studios. On this trip, I've managed to get to stay in a Disney hotel, which has afforded me the benefit of extra magic hours this evening. The park is closing at midnight, so it's pretty much empty by now. I've actually just happened by as they were opening the doors to the main theater, so we won't catch much of the ambient sound in the waiting area. We're ushered into the main theater, and there we'll wait for almost 5 minutes before the show begins. One unfortunate thing happens, though. I was recording the audio with my old video tape recorder using my binaural microphones, but unfortunately, I ran out of tape right in the middle of the show. So the audio will cut out for just a second as I switch tapes and start back up. But we won't lose much of the audio in that transition, maybe a couple seconds. So today's memory is in binaural, so I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive some of the best musical moments from Disney hit film starring a little red-headed mermaid.
If you have an empty seat to your left, please move to that seat so we may accommodate everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. I heard what you're Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Voyage of the Little Mermaid. In just a few moments, our show will begin. During our show, we do ask that you remain seated at all times and that there be no flash photography. You may use high-speed film or video cameras with no light, but again, please, no flash photography.
Carlos! Você sabia que durante o show nós não podemos tirar fotos com flash?
Noelle, não sabia que não podíamos tomar fotos com flash. Por quê?
Pela segurança dos atores.
Por la seguridad de los actores? Muy bien.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Disney MGM Studio is proud to present Voyage of the Little Mermaid. Yay!
Ha ha ha! is in the bowl is lucky. Paying for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess who gone beyond the plate?
What no? Under the sea. Ha! Under the sea. Nobody beat us, riders and eaters in frigacy. We want the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles, that is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Seems like it's sweet, we got the media naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they got the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea. The new play, the flute, the car play, the harp, the blaze play, the bass and the sound, the chop, the bass play, the brass, the chop play, the top, the flute is the duke of soul. The play, he can play the leaves on the street. Rocking out the black fish, she sees the smell and the spat. They know where it's at. I know that blowfish blow.
moment there was something we could deliver in something.
Angel fish, the solution to your problem is quite simple. The only way to get what you want is to become human yourself.
You do that?
Oh, my dear sweet child, that's what I do. It's what I live for. To help unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I'll make a potion that will turn you into a human for 3 days. If he kisses you before sunset on the third day, you'll remain human permanently. But if he doesn't, you turn back into a mermaid and you belong to me. Have we got a deal?
If I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again.
That's right. But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is one more thing, sweet cakes. No more talking, singing, zip.
But without my voice, well, how can
you have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the importance of body language. Woman, and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice, you poor unfortunate soul. It's sad, but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got the voice. The boss is on a roll. This poor Lucas of Ruga come winds of the Caspian Sea. The princess Glossina sent Max Laryngitis, the Vulture, to me. Now sing. Keep singing.
Children got to be free to lead their own lives. Then I guess there's just one problem left.
And what's that, Your Majesty?
How much I'm going to miss her.
So much for requesting this, Samantha. Like I said, folks, this came in this week. I'm caught up on requests and I'm looking for more, so call, write, email, or post or get your request answered for the show. As always, if you'd like to make a request or leave some feedback, stop by the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, view my photos on Flickr and videos on YouTube. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your request or feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up the search results list. Or maybe just mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click on the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like, and don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of this new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye! Say bye.